Arm Yourself for Adventure. Written by Avonia, and featuring the voices of Jatania as the narrator,
Amanita Fierce as the barkeep,
God of Laundry Baskets as Gorgug,
Shakespeare Stormyour Owl as Riz,
Little Red Robin Hood as Fabian,
Orchata as Adine,
Rambling Company as Fig,
Black Glass as Kristen.
The adventure began in a tavern, which, as far as Riz knew, was pretty standard. The floors were made from dark, beat-up wood, the tables were long and stained, peppered with scratches and divots where over-enthusiastic fools with knives stabbed them, and an old human man sat in the corner, rocking in his chair and staring off into the distance. Pretty typical. Other than a couple drunks slumped at their own tables and the singular barkeep, the tavern was basically abandoned. Riz scanned every figure before marking them off as not a problem. Commoners, likely, though it wasn't like his hit points were much better. Riz crossed the room as he made his evaluations, before finally settling into a stool at the bar that gave him a good vantage point over the room. If he draped his many cloaks just right, it looked like he was a foot taller than he actually was. Because his leather armor, beyond being hidden under his, once again, many cloaks, didn't actually make him that much bigger. Riz had the unfortunate tendency to be assumed as a child before anyone saw his face. The barkeep walked over to where Riz was set up and smiled curtly, more as a social necessity than any actual kindness. She was a broad-shouldered human woman, wearing a stained white apron over simple brown clothes. Classic. In one hand she had a tall, dirty glass. In the other, a rag, which she used to wipe the glass.
Can I get anything for you?
Riz shook his head, not quite trusting himself to speak. His voice would definitely crack, and that would definitely reveal that he was not as cool as he needed to come off as. He was going to be the rogue in an adventuring party. That was probably a big deal.
You need to buy something to sit here,
the barkeep said, and then the door was flung open way too hard. Behind that door was a half-orc man, just about as tall as the doorframe. He visibly cringed before ducking his head to step inside the tavern and carefully, carefully closing the door behind him. The information that Riz had received as to who else had been hired was frankly dangerously little. Just a list of names, not even class or species. But this had to be one of the other people. Just going off of traditional naming conventions, the half-orc probably wasn't Fabian, Adine, or Kristen, but whether or not he was Fig or Gorgug was a little trickier. He came up to the bar while Riz was thinking it all over, carefully dodging the various low-hanging banners and lights, and came right up next to Riz, not even looking at him as he leaned over to speak to the barkeep. This close, Riz could see the battle axe strapped to his back. He wasn't wearing any armor, which meant that he was probably a barbarian, though he could have been a poorly equipped fighter.
Hi,
he said over Riz's head.
I'm looking for,
He reached in his pocket, fumbled out a list, and began to read.
Fig Faith, Adine Abernat, Fabian Amaeus Seacaster, Riz Gugek, and Kristen Applebee's?
So this was Gorgug, then. Riz resisted slamming his head onto the countertop and watched in dismay as the barkeep contemplated that. Looked at Gorgug, looked down at Riz, and back at Gorgug, before gesturing with her glass and rag at Riz.
This is probably one of them,
she said, before apparently declaring it not worth her time and walking away. Gorgug grinned, maybe a little nervously, before he sat down directly next to Riz and held out his hand.
Hi,
he said.
I'm Gorgug. Did you get hired by Golden Horde too?
Well, fuck it. It wasn't like the barkeep didn't already know. That was the deal, right? Everyone who works in the hospitality industry knows something incredibly important. Riz nodded and shook Gorgug's hand.
Rizgagag.
Gorgug Thistle Spring, he said. Hey, I was wondering, Do you know what we're going to be doing, Gadol?
Nope, but I think we'll know soon,
Riz said. And as he did, the door flew open again. This time, the force behind it was clearly intentional. A half-elven man stood in the doorframe, lit by the orange glow of the sunset behind him. He had clearly just kicked in the door, and posed rakishly. He was wearing a long red piratey-style coat, open to show the glint of chainmail. He had a sword at his hip, and looked incredibly proud of himself. Riz couldn't decide if he wanted to hate him, or become his best friend, which was an incredibly weird choice to have. He settled on neither, and leaned closer to Gogug.
5 gold.
The barkeep called, eyes narrowed.
You break it, you buy it.
I own this door now?
The half-elf hesitated, clearly caught off guard. He tried posing again.
Another 2, kid. Pay or leave.
I am Fabian Aramaeus Seacaster. Son of...
The barkeep scoffed and put down the glass and rag. Methodically, she began rolling up her sleeves, buttoning them above the elbow. Fabian sped in, fished around in one of the many pockets in his pirate jacket, and placed 7 gold on the counter.
Debt settled,
he said quickly.
Damn right,
the barkeep said, and took the money. She jerked a finger towards Riz and Gorgug.
You're looking for them.
Fabian looked right at them. Riz, after a second of nothing, waved. Gorgug saw him waving and also waved. Nodding to himself, Fabian strode over.
My name is Fabian Aramaeus Seacaster,
he said, like he had not just said that.
Son of Bill Seacaster, the greatest adventurer that ever lived.
And you're going to continue that legacy?
Riz asked. Not that he wasn't doubting Fabian's ability, more that Fabian didn't quite seem to know what to do with himself. He had all the individual parts, sure. Bravado, swordsmanship, good looks. But the way he was adding them all up was kind of... messy. Not that Riz wasn't incredibly messy. He had a friend to find, after all, and his mum's very cool legacy to live up to, and his dead dad to make proud, and so on and so on. Still, you didn't catch him kicking down doors and shouting all that out loud.
I'm going to make a name for myself, and make my dearest papa proud. Who are you?
Riz,
he said, and didn't sheath his claws when he shook Fabian's hand.
Hey, look,
Gorgo said, interrupting Fabian's poorly hidden startled noise to point to a new figure, standing on the now fallen door, staring down at it curiously. She was a high elf, with short blonde hair and an incredibly nervous expression on her face. Like Riz, she had your basic adventurer-style cloak on, though hers was dark blue and much fancier. In one hand she clutched a worn spellbook, and in the other a giant crystalline orb, which she had to hold close to her chest or else risk dropping it. Gorgug waved her over, introducing himself as soon as she was close enough.
Hello,
she said, and did a little bow.
My name is Adine Abenant. I'm a wizard. The wizard? Do you know if there will be another wizard?
Riz shrugged.
I'm not. And I don't think either of these guys are. We're still waiting on Kristen and Fig, so they might be, but...
I am certainly not a wizard,
Fabian said, aghast.
I'm an incredible fighter. A gifted swordsman. A talented fencer.
I'm a barbarian,
Gorgug said, brightly, once it was clear that Fabian had no more ways of bragging about how good he was at swords. At Adine and Fabian's expectant looks, Riz gestured to the fuckton of cloaks he was wearing.
Rogue.
Oh,
Adine said, then frowned.
Oh, no. So we don't have any healers? Oh, no.
Fair of her to worry about that, since she probably had, 8 hit points max. Riz shrugged again.
Maybe one of the other 2 is? I mean, Golden Horde is the right-hand man of the Archmage, right? He's probably good enough at this point to put together a solidly balanced party.
We're going to be fine with or without,
Fabian added, something that very clearly didn't assuage Adine.
Hey, do I know you from somewhere?
Probably not,
she said, though too quickly. She was saved from answering further, however, by the entrance of yet another person. Everyone was being very good with their arrival times, considering they all came from different spots in town. Wild. The fifth person was a human woman in full plate. She wore a yellow tabard over her armor, emblazoned with a fiery ear of corn. Between her wooden staff, which slammed loudly into the floor every time she raised and lowered it, and the heavy plate in general, every step she took was thunderous. She hovered over one of the drunks at the front of the tavern and attempted to do some kind of prayer over him, but stepped back when he turned and swore at her.
That's okay,
she said, stomping backwards, a sunny smile on her face even as she tripped over her own feet.
God still loves you.
Quietly, Riz leaned in towards Adine.
Looks like we got our healer, yeah?
She smiled back at him, nodding slightly, and waved at the human woman when she faced their assembled group of clearly an adventuring party.
I'm Kristen Applebees,
she said brightly, and pulled out a stool from the bar, which she carefully lowered herself into. At Adine's concerned look, she grinned.
This is the first time I've really had to walk in all this. I'm still getting the hang of it.
Oh my god,
Fabian said. Kristen ignored most of what he said.
Yeah, I do love God.
You're a cleric?
Gorgug asked, as if the full plate, staff, and general attitude wasn't enough of an indicator. Nodding, Kristen pointed to the corn symbol on her tabard.
Yeah, Helio! This might be a tough adventure, but I know that we're going to make it. We've got the corn god on our side.
Oh my god,
Fabian repeated. This time, Riz felt inclined to agree. Kristen pulled a thick book from her pack and cracked it open, but before she could find the page she was looking for, the relatively calm tavern was split by the rocking sounds of a... lute? But fucking loud? Riz's ears went back and his hand went to his gun. Before he could do anything, though, Gorgug put a giant, reassuring hand on his arm, pointing with the other towards the open doorway, which, honestly, was where Riz should have looked first. Standing in the doorframe, just barely illuminated by the last drops of sun, was a tiefling woman with sharp-looking horns. She wore leather armor over her clothing, which looked like a red and black plaid dress hacked off at the knees to show off tall leather boots. She held a lute, which glimmered just slightly with a small enchantment. She hit another couple chords on her lute, and the music thundered throughout the tiny space.
What's up, bitches?
She called, looking directly towards the patch of bar where Riz and the rest of them were set up.
My name's Fig, and I'm here for the fucking job, I guess.
She moved to strum another tasty chord when the barkeep shouted from where she was standing at the other end of the bar as Riz.
Absolutely not. You're gonna kill old man Questgiver with that racket.
She gestured towards the old man in the corner, who was looking off into the middle distance with an even more haunted expression.
That cannot be a name,
Adine whispered, not quiet enough to go unheard by the rest of them. Fabian snorted at the comment.
Fig Faith?
Kristen asked, and enthusiastically waved her over. Fig went begrudgingly.
You guys already know who I am. What's the job, and who's who?
Riz gave her an incredibly abbreviated tour of what they had done already. Names, classes, and the understanding that none of them knew what Golden Horde had planned for all of them.
Is that suspicious to any of you?
Adine asked carefully, after that was done with.
That we don't know what's supposed to be happening?
Fabian shook his head.
Many of my papa's employees did not know what the quest would be until they arrived. I'm sure this Golden Horde is much the same.
Kristen nodded at that.
Whenever I would do stuff for the church, it was kind of like that. We'd receive word of someone in need of help, and then we'd go help them.
Have any of you gone on jobs before?
Adine pressed, looking between them.
Proper adventuring jobs like this one, I mean.
No,
Gorgug said.
Isn't this kind of like a starter job? Isn't that the point?
Tugging a little at his cloaks, Riz considered if any of the mysteries he had solved counted as an actual, proper adventuring job, before shaking his head.
Yeah, me neither.
I've done work with my church, like I said.
Kristen patted her Bible.
but that was always under someone else's guidance. This is going to be exciting!
I've gone on adventures and shit,
Fig said, idly strumming at her lute gently, in a way that didn't set off whatever loud-making enchantments she'd ordered placed.
A couple.
Riz tilted his head a little and looked Fig up and down, catching the way she was holding herself, the tension in her fingers when she played, faux casual, and the way her eyes narrowed when she caught him looking.
No, you haven't,
he said before he could stop himself. She stuck out her tongue.
Yes, I have,
she said, proving Riz's point more than her own.
Tons.
As have I,
Fabian said quickly, like he could ride on the tails of Fig's lie.
I fought many a fearsome beast.
Adine still looked dubious at their prospects, which, fair. Kristen smiled at her, bright as the sun, and threw an arm over Gorgog's shoulder. She tried to free her other hand by propping her staff against the counter, but it slid as she let go and nearly clattered to the floor if Riz hadn't snared it first.
See? We're already a great team.
Yeah, Adine,
Fabian added.
What's the worst that could happen? Someone dying? We're better adventurers than that.
Adine didn't look very reassured, but then two more figures entered the tavern. Goldenhorde, a red dragonborn, which all of them had already met, and a tall, half-orc man, presumably a bodyguard of his. When Goldenhorde saw the six of them standing together, he clapped his hands together and smiled a totally normal smile with no hint of foreshadowing whatsoever. It was time for their adventure to truly begin. The end.